sign up or sign off. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation.
Do you love me?
When a child is abducted, the first 24 hours is critical. The Michigan Amber Alert Program helps get the word out fast, and that can make all the difference.
Will you care for me?
All you have to do to help is check the box on your state income tax form to make a small donation that could save a child's life.
Will you help? Check the box.
This message is sponsored by the Michigan Amber Alert Foundation and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The conversation on the local sports talk radio show I was listening to while driving last week had turned to high school officiating, and a couple of veterans in the sports media world were hitting on some important things. First, they had a good grip about the ongoing need to recruit officials. One commentator said he had no reluctance in stating that he's always quick to turn around to a chronic complainer in the stands while he's at a high school game and tell them that the MHSAA is always looking for officials. And to that end, he's right. We always need to replace 1,500 or more officials each year who leave this avocation for any number of reasons. They were also well aware of the fact that the officiating corps in Michigan are getting pretty gray. Right again, a lot of our officials are pushing 50. Then relying on their knowledge of covering professional sports, they opine that if someone can make it through their first few years as a high school official, they probably have a chance to serve for a long, long time. Another home run. By our own estimations, an official who can stick with it for 3 years is likely to be given an award for 20 years or more of service down the road. But then finally, the co-host spoke from his own personal experience as a youth sports official, a role that he was thrust into when his own youngsters were playing. He said it changed his perspective completely about officiating, and that every parent, as part of the deal when they signed up their child for a youth sports league, should be committed to officiate some of those contests. Why not? In youth sports, and even in school sports at all levels of play, I remember the parents had to step up and serve the program in some capacity. That could be signing up for the halftime or the postgame snack list, putting on a pregame meal, manning the concession stand, being on the timing or the scoring crew. There are all kinds of need for parental support, and having parents get out there to officiate and learn the rules of the game, learn about mechanics, learn about what to call and when, or particularly when not, to call things, and put themselves in the same position that some folks, probably including themselves, are so quick to ridicule. Trust me, you'll see things a lot differently, being up close and personal to the game, instead of from your perch in the 10th row where you think you can see it all. So with that, parents, I challenge you. Do the right thing to help out school sports, and for that matter, youth sports. Find out where to register to help. For high school sports, it's MHSAA.com. Get a rule book. Learn the art of officiating. Sign up today. If you can't or you won't sign up, then sign off on the fact that you should never officiate from the stands, and then do all of us a big favor. Shut up. The winter sports season on MHSAA TV begins this weekend with 2 days of coverage of the Upper Peninsula Swimming and Diving Finals. Subscribe today for the $14.95 pass, which will give you access to 2 weekends of live wrestling, the finals in competitive cheer, ice hockey, gymnastics, and Lower Peninsula boys swimming, and the semifinals of the girls basketball tournament. Sign up today at MHSAA.tv. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Amber Alert Foundation, a production of the MHSAA Network.